Watch, thousands of pro-life supporters gather on National Mall for annual March for Life, including President Trump. By Penny Starr on January 24, 2020. Thousands are gathering on the National Mall for the 47th annual March for Life to celebrate the sanctity of life from conception to death and to advocate for the overturning of Roe v. Wade, the 1973 U.S. Supreme Court that made abortion on demand the law of the land and has resulted in an estimated 60 million deaths of unborn children. And this year Donald Trump will make history as the first sitting U.S. president to speak in person at the march. We are deeply honored to welcome President Trump to the 47th annual March for Life, Gene Mancini said in a statement. He will be the first president in history to attend, and we are so excited for him to experience in person how passionate our marchers are about life and protecting the unborn. From the appointment of pro-life judges and federal workers, to cutting taxpayer funding for abortions here and abroad, to calling for an end to late-term abortions, President Trump and his administration have been consistent champions for life, and their support for the March for Life has been unwavering. The event will feature many other speakers on the Mall beginning at noon Eastern Time ahead of the 1 p.m. march to the steps of the U.S. Supreme Court, including Jim Daly, president of Focus on the Family, Marjorie Tannen Felser, president of Susan B. Anthony List, Elisa Martinez, founder of the New Mexico Alliance for Life, David Platt, pastor of McLean Bible Church, Representative Katrina Jackson, DLA, Representative Chris Smith, RNJ, Melissa Odin, survivor of a failed saline infusion abortion, and Claire Culwell, survivor of a failed surgical abortion. The theme of this year's march is Life Empowers, Pro-Life is Pro-Woman. The right to life is a human right, the march website states. Our defense of that right is a joyful witness to the beauty and dignity of every human person. As Breitbart News reported, the pro-life movement is energized under Trump's presidency. The 2020 March for Life arrives during a period of optimism for the pro-life movement, as many states have passed laws restricting abortion. The Senate has confirmed over 150 of President Donald Trump's judicial nominees, and the Supreme Court will take up an abortion case concerning a Louisiana law that requires abortionists to have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital. In an interview with Breitbart News, Tom McCluskey, vice president of government affairs for the march, agreed the pro-life movement is optimistic with an energy that is positive. But, if you're in the pro-life movement, you're automatically optimistic because you are for life, he said. You can't be pessimistic and be for life. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.